Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Scott Bensing joins us, former chief of staff to Senator John Ensign, here for the whole show, talking lands bills on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program after some time gone, Scott Bensing. He's former chief of staff to Senator Ensign and runs SB Strategic Consulting. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be back, Sam. Thank you.
So as we're taping this on the morning of Monday, March 23rd. Tell me what it's like in D.C. right now in a situation like this.
Well, I can tell you it's probably a lot, very much like post 9/11. I was in the Russell Senate building when we were evacuated, and I think the kind of the feeling, the atmosphere is people want to do something, they want to take action, and there's no clear playbook as to what action you can take. And I think right now our government is responding with a sky's the limit kind of attitude, and far be it for me to be critical of that. But no one knows how bad it can get, the devastation not only in the healthcare space, but to our economy. So everybody's, there's no playbook. We're kind of writing it as we go along.
It was interesting to watch on 60 Minutes, one of the heads of the Fed talking about how during the 2008 financial crisis, they didn't overreact, and that was a mistake. They should have overreacted. This time they are overreacting in terms of making liquidity just available to every bank and to therefore get to everybody in the country. And it seemed like there was absolutely no limit, which blows up every thought about And I'm not saying they're wrong, but just every thought about fiscal responsibility has gone out the window. Then again, from both sides of the aisle last Friday, I was listening to professors talking about how, as a percentage of GDP, putting in $1 trillion or more is not a problem in this economy.
It's still a lot of money.
It's a lot. We can't even fathom.
Right. And I can remember very clearly, I was actually part of Senate leadership at the time and was in the Senate luncheon when Ben Bernanke came in and laid out what was going on in the fall of 2008. And it was, the sky is falling, these folks will be done by next week. Pretty sobering, and I got to imagine that those same discussions are happening right now, that you really can't put a cap on the damage that could be done. Notwithstanding what we may be willing and able to spend to fix a problem that, frankly, if you don't take care of the underlying health issue, there's not enough money in the world to fix it.
And the difference, I would say, between 2008 and now is that the job loss has been immediate. That not only is it job loss, but business loss has been immediate. And so it seems like the extraordinary measures that they're taking, we'll see if it's enough, but it's needed because, you know, I don't think people understand when you work for a company, and especially a medium-sized or small company, how much of the money that comes in goes out the following week to pay the bills. And that it's not just people living from paycheck to paycheck, but entrepreneurs live from paycheck to paycheck as well.
For sure. But we did, I hope, and I hope folks do their part. We ordered out twice yesterday for lunch and dinner, and the folks, when they brought food out to our car, because we didn't go in the establishments, could not have been happier to see us. So I hope everybody understands that fact and uses some of their, takes the opportunity to help some of these small businesses make it through this crisis.
And if we take anything from the aftermath of 9/11, it was the spirit of community. It didn't last that long, but it was around for a while at least. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some local issues that are of import to you and me. We'll be right back.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Scott Bensing. He heads up SB Strategic Consulting. He was former chief of staff to Senator John Ensign. Lands bills. This is something you're very much involved in, and people have been hearing a lot of discussion about lands bills. There are lands bills all across the state of Nevada. The one in Clark County has become quite controversial. The one in the Truckee Meadows has become quite controversial, but perhaps not as much as the one in Clark County. Explain where we are, and maybe start out with a little primer on the Southern Nevada Lands Act, because that has made such a positive difference in Nevadans' lives in so many ways. Would you share what that did?
Absolutely. This was 20 years ago, so lands bills are nothing new. They may be new to Washoe County, but we've done them throughout the state. We've always done them in a bipartisan way. And there's really three different pieces to a lands bill. The first one is you draw essentially a disposal boundary for development and allow BLM land within that disposal boundary to be auctioned and developed if approved, if consistent with local regional planning. The other piece is protection of environmentally sensitive habitat lands. We've got hundreds of thousands of acres in Washoe County alone that have been designated wilderness study areas. They've been studied for 50 plus years, and now what we're looking to do is to go make a final determination for those lands. Should they become permanent wilderness, which is the highest level of protection? Should they be turned back to multi-use BLM land or something in between? And this is for, again, environment, habitat, all those types of things that are so important to those of us who like to spend a lot of time outdoors. And the third piece is really a transfer to local governments, municipalities, RTCs, The feds will transfer that land directly to them for parks, schools, water projects, things of that nature. So these things have, these bills, like you say, Clark County, Lander County, Pershing County, Douglas County right now, all looking to consider lands bills. They have to be done at the federal level because we're talking about federal land. And our delegation has been working together, both Democrat senators and Congressman Amaday, a Republican, have worked together to get this done, and that's the only way these things happen. In my history with Senator Ensign, we did the Clark County Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act with Senator Reed, and we didn't just do it in name. We worked every day with his staff in order to get it done, which opened up some land for development, but also as a function of the money paid for that land, sent about $300 million up to Northern Nevada, specifically Lake Tahoe, for fire prevention, purchase of the Incline Lake property. So there's it's development mixed with conservation and Republican, Democrat working together, and that's how these things get done for the betterment of these counties and these communities.
One of the things that is so important to understand, and you mentioned it briefly, is A, how much land the federal government owns in the state of Nevada, that for us to be able to develop that, we need to get essentially their permission. But we have a housing shortage, a housing crisis in Washoe County and in Clark County. Prices are going through the roof, especially in Washoe County at this point in time. And one of the ways that you alleviate that stress is by having a lands bill that frees up some of that land. Am I not correct?
For sure. And that's one of the focuses of the Truckee Meadows lands bill, is to free up some of this land. A lot of it is what we would call either checkerboard or in holdings. The land most suitable for workforce housing is also the land that's closest to other services, public transportation, things of that nature. And it's important to understand that not all federal land is protected, environmentally sensitive land. A lot of this land just hasn't been turned over to the private sector yet. So our focus is to try to make, you've got people who are in this business who are building homes, looking for lower price land. A lot of the larger builders don't do as much workforce housing. They'll do middle class housing for sure, but not as much on the lower end because it's really difficult to do. You've got to find land at the right price or any number of local, state, and federal tax incentives, if you will, that kind of make it pencil. But if the land prices are so high, there's really no way through any kind of other deferments to make a low-income housing, workforce, affordable housing project work.
A lot of people will say, well, we need to do infill. There's lots of space within, say, for example, the city of Reno. But that's not necessarily a very practical solution.
There are some parcels, but again, if you talk to any of the builders in town or developers, they'll tell you that they're priced just like the rest of the region, which is to say, depending on the scope of your project, they may make sense down the road. But again, if we're talking about workforce housing, virtually none of those, and the reason they're still for sale, is none of those pencil to do workforce housing. And that's what I don't think the city council, the county, the city of Sparks meets in a month and doesn't talk about a fix for the workforce housing problem. And that's exactly one of the things this bill is likely to do, because we're actually expanding supply.
And if we don't do this, the negative will be huge.
I think so, and not just on the development side. I mean, if the bill doesn't pass, Truckee Meadows will continue to grow. Okay, the lands bill isn't a catalyst or the reason we're growing. We haven't done one, and we're still continuing to grow. The question is, where do your kids, where do my kids, my grandkids live? Where are they able to buy a home? As we continue to grow jobs, folks have to live somewhere. But I'd also say on the other side, there's a lot of land that needs to be, I believe, that ought to be protected and conserved for the long term. And moving some of that wilderness study area into wilderness, I think, is critical for our state when we talk about outdoor recreation industry and things like that. Most of this land is much further north, but it's spectacular and it's amazing. Look at a map sometime and realize how far north we go to the Oregon border and how much land is available. Things like the dark sky designation in Massacre Rim, which is all the way up north, just south of the Oregon border. That's that's very few places in the world have something as tremendous as that. So we ought to take advantage of it, protect it, and allow our children and grandchildren to enjoy it for the long term.
Do you have concerns that some of the environmental groups that are expressing opposition do so because that's their job, is to express opposition, and they just don't want to see growth at all?
I think there are a host of stakeholders involved. Again, this is the both cities and the county, the federal delegation, but then you've got everybody from developers to hunters to mineral rights to conservation, folks interested in trail preservation, habitat. And I can tell you most all of those groups have been involved for at least the last 9 months, some for the last 2.5 years, to try to come to an agreement. There are other groups who I would argue don't want less development, they want no development. They've not been at the table, and it's easy, I think, for groups like that to get involved and protest and try to shut things down when they're going before the city council or the county commission, but have not been at the table negotiating those types of things. So I would say groups, and I'll talk about Friends of Nevada Wilderness, have been involved this entire time, and this is for years. They know every mile of that land up north. They work with Nevada and California ranchers. So folks like that have been tremendously productive. There's others that have been less so.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Scott Bensing after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Scott Bensing. He's the head of SB Strategic Consulting, former chief of staff to Senator John Ensign. We're talking about lands bills. So as we sit right now with the crisis at the federal level, do you think there is any chance that we can get lands bills passed through this year?
It's been complicated or blurred, sure, over the last 4 weeks or so. But I would argue and have argued this entire time that while we can't get much of anything done at the federal level in terms of actually getting bills passed, a lands bill is something, oddly enough, that is there is a window. And I say that because we've got obviously Democrats that control the House, Republicans that control the Senate. We have a delegation, two Democrat senators, a Republican congressman, all of whom have some experience in getting these done in the past. And because of the nature of the bipartisanship that's necessary for these bills to get done, we can get them out of the House and the Senate. So, under the kind of the current constraints and responding to the crisis that we are, if this crisis were to go a number of more months, probably nothing else gets done. But it's my hope that And Congressman Amedee has already started with his larger lands bill introduction. We hope to be a part of that pretty soon, we being the Truckee Meadows Land Management Act. So as those hearings and we kind of work our way through the congressional process, I think there is an opportunity for something to get done this fall would be best case scenario.
Okay, so a couple of things. One, Susie Lee, the Congresswoman, and Jackie Rosen have both positioned themselves as bipartisan in trying to get things done, looking for things that Democrats and Republicans can agree on. And it's up to the public to look at their record and decide if that's actually accurate or not. Catherine Cortez Masto has spent, to me, a lot of time in rural Nevada looking at what's going on. She's not focusing her aim on southern Nevada. And so I think that that's likely beneficial to what you're doing. The other thing to mention is that there is must-pass legislation that is going to go through the Congress, and this is the expansion of Nellis and Fallon for the Air Force. Is there the possibility of being able to attach these lands bills to that must-pass legislation?
It'll probably be one of the few things that passes this fall, and you're right, it's a National Defense Authorization Act. The state of Nevada has passed lands bills through that legislation before. It is the lands bills are not tied necessarily to what's being done with the expansion of the Fallon Range as an example, but there is a possibility to have those done in the same bill, and it is a must-pass bill, probably September-October timeframe, which really, if you start to work your way back, we've got to start, which I think is why Congressman Amedee introduced his bill. We've got to get started on this process without any other distractions. I think that's a pretty aggressive timeline. But again, if you're not on the train and it leaves without you, you don't have a shot of being there. So it's our hope that those bills move forward, and then the Truckee Meadows bill gets local approval, and we can kind of board that train maybe after it gets started.
What's Senator Murkowski's feeling about lands bills at this point in time?
Actually, the senator pushed a package of lands bills probably a year ago that the president signed. So she will be in the Senate. Other than Leader McConnell, she will be the prime force for putting together not just the Nevada bills, but probably dozens of bills throughout the West and try to get them done as a package. So she'll be critical down the road, and she's been supportive, very reasonable, and we look forward to working with her after we get kind of our local approval process done.
And President Trump, for all the praise and criticism, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, has close Nevada ties, and it would seem that if it's beneficial to Las Vegas and to Washoe County, that perhaps he would be looking favorably on signing that kind of legislation.
I think he would, and he's got, I think his administration has been pretty clear about what they'd like to do with BLM land and federal land. They'd like to turn over more of that to development. But again, the other big piece of this is you can't just do the development side. You've really got to do the conservation side. And I find it hard to believe that the administration would be hesitant to pass something that our Democratic senators and our Republican congressmen agree, along with local input and stakeholders, agree is a good thing for the state. So I agree with you.
I was talking to the Washoe County chair of the Republican Party and asking him about Washoe County. The Democrats would like to feel that it's turning blue. What are your thoughts on that?
Washoe County always used to be, always, I would say, in the last 20 years, became more of the swing county, which I thought was a great thing for northern Nevada. Republicans normally didn't fare well in Clark County. We'd go early in the evening on election day, down tens of thousands of votes. We kind of expected and hoped that rural Nevada would come through for us. Which they usually did. So then you were at parity when Washoe County voted and their votes were counted. And we were leaning red, purple. Now I got to believe we're, and I understand that there's a lot of nonpartisans. Republicans hope to be very competitive among them. But to see those registration numbers get so close ought to be a clarion call, I think, for Republicans up north. We're certainly not a red county, and I'd argue if we're a purple county, it's just a little purple. I think we're trending blue. So if Republicans want to turn it around, that'd be the time.
It's also interesting that, you know, the elections have always turned nationally on a tiny amount of voters, the undecideds at the end. So, I mean, at this point, even though these people are nonpartisans, I do tend to feel that they already have an affiliation to one side or the other.
I always believe that too, and I don't, again, it's getting more difficult to poll people and get a sense of where folks are. I think one of the toughest jobs in the political world right now are pollsters. And if you have, I don't have a home phone. I certainly don't answer my cell phone if I don't know who's calling or if I think it's a pollster. So it is getting much more complicated to figure out where people are. And I think the question right now, when we get localized to Washoe County, where do those nonpartisans or independent voters going to fall come election day? And I'm not sure anybody's got a good grasp, least of which the pollsters who are getting paid to know this stuff.
And that's where we have to leave it. Scott Benson, great to have you back.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.